streets chained up in a night. To know that you'd want to take away the one thing that I've got. I give to you to make you go away. You see his face as I'm walking down the aisle. Does he look at you that way? And I ain't gonna leave my man, but I'm stretched dangerously thin. So anything but him, I'll let you take. Tabitha, what else can I give to you to make you go away?
WMFO Medford, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile. So, getting close to the Turkey Day. Not great for the turkeys, but our stomachs are looking forward to it. Hopefully, you can be with some friends or family, or, you know, relax, enjoy having some time to just chill. So, I thought I had just loaded up some things here and there, and I guess I lost them. What happened? Okay, well, we'll start off with one thing up here. The other two, I don't know where they went. All right, let's see.
I pulled into Nazareth feeling about past dead. I just need to find a place where I can lay my head. Mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. To hide when I saw old Carmen and the devil walking side by side. And I said, hey Carmen,
down. Come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around.
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny.
And you put the load right on me.
Ooh. Go down, Moses. There's nothing that you can say. 'Cause it's old Luke, and Luke waiting on judgment day. Hey Luke, my friend, what about a young Anna Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, but won't you stay and keep her Anna Lee company?
The thoughts that I have these days are just so few and far between that when one actually comes by, I start
stop everything.
I say, hello. In the telling you about it, I lost it there. But probably wasn't important. No, wasn't that? I think of things, you know, it's not like I'm used to it, but I'm, you know, back home now, of course, we're thinking about, you know, presidents and stuff. And actually, you know, because we got one and somebody else wants to be one. I mean, it's probably important. Not as important as a lot of people make it out. I mean, I got up this morning and we got in a plane and flew over here, got the stuff, went to the hotel, cleaned up a little bit, came over here, set all this stuff up. We've been sitting here playing for a couple of hours, whatever it is, you know, and during that whole time, it has not actually occurred to me who the president was back home. I guess what I'm saying is it might be important. I mean, whatever they're thinking and saying might be important, but the truth is just one of them and there's lots of us. And so whatever we're thinking or thinking is important, talking about whatever, ends up in the long run probably to be just as, if not more important, than whatever it is they're doing. I mean, that's how I think of it, because especially these days, it's hard to find a president back home or somebody that wants to be one that has an idea that's actually originating from them. They sort of tend to look at the polls and see what everybody else is thinking. Yeah. Now we're thinking about Ronald Reagan back there now and stuff like that. I actually remember one time when he was president because he was sleeping and there was some trouble with some planes going on or something somewhere, and there was a big debate going on about whether they should have woke him up about it or not. The debate went on for months. And I thought, isn't there something more important to be talking about? But I guess there wasn't or something back then. And of course, my position was, let the man sleep. More he slept, safer I felt. Well, that's just true. Well, but to be fair, he's not the only one. I've been having these thoughts about most of them, well, if not all of the presidents or whatever. And not just back home. I'm talking about, you know, all over the world, it seemed to me like there's a lot of presidents, presidentresses, whatever you call them, that seemed, looks like they need some sleep to me. They got this look in their eye like they've been awake too long. These are people who need to chill or something, you know. I even remember back years ago having the thought that maybe we could get them, you know, to be sleeping together. I'd end up doing to each other what some of them been doing to us. Well, at least somebody'd be having some fun. I guess it would depend on who the president was, though. Well, maybe it's more important than I'm making it out here. But I remember, you know, these days, even Richard Nixon's beginning to look pretty good. Who would have thunk? Yeah. Actually, I remember when he was president, because my mom had been a dancer with the Martha Graham Company, you know, they were inviting, when China was getting opened up, they had invited all of these artistic types, and she went over there, and she came back, she was very excited about it. She said, Arlo, I was out in the middle of China, and they brought out these school kids, and they started singing us songs, and they started singing, This Land Is Your Land. I said, stop the song. My husband wrote that song. She must have drove them nuts. She was driving me nuts about it. It was weeks after she got back. She hadn't slowed down about it one little bit. And I just looked at her. I said, you know, Mom, California. To the New York Island. I mean, what are they singing it for over there anyhow? She just looked at me with one of those mom kind of looks. She said, oh, Arlo. She walked away. I was left standing there feeling like my usual self. I knew she was right. I just didn't know why, you know. After a while, though, it come to me. I could see it just because it said California to the New York Island. didn't mean it had to go the short way. I could see it going around back. Redwood Forest, Gulfstream waters, around that way. Then the whole world could be singing that song. Except America. I remember when I first had that thought. That's when I realized that I didn't know any more after thinking than before I'd begun. But I never let it stop me. Hope it never stops anybody here. With that, I'll leave you the last verse to the song that I learned when I was a kid out in the backyard. It's the only song my dad actually set me down to write, I mean to sing, to learn. And I'm sure if he was around, he'd be singing about some of the same stuff, sticking up for some of the same folks wherever they are around the world. People thinking about liberty and freedom, justice, democracy, words we got holidays for back home. Even though there's a few people back home still dreaming about some of them same things. Nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking my freedom highway. Nobody living can make me turn back. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. Help me if you know. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's been a pleasure to be here. Hope to see you again.
Oh, thank you. I'm pretty sure we know another one here.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain that's gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw highway diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard rain that's gonna fall. And what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? Heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were ablazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison, and the executioner's face is always well hidden, where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten, where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it, and reflect from the mountains so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking, but I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall.
Well, that's Joe. That's not Joe, that's Bob. Bob Dylan, A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Well, I don't know. It said it was gonna rain later tonight, but we'll see. Before that, Bonnie Raitt, Nick of Time, and Arlo Guthrie. Before that, This Land Is Your Land. That was a great version. And the band opened us up, started the set with The Wait. So we are WMFO.org. We are live at Tufts University. Now it's talking here about autumn outdoor exercise. Well, so yeah, it's still officially autumn. It says autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. That's true. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now, of course, before the snow and ice, hello, is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors. Well, they're pretty much faded out now. Breathe the fresh air. That's good. Reduce stress and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Hey! All right. This is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. And I guess we'll just get back to some music here.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGann. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole world. Finds it. But I train all of my tomorrows for one. enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Hey, no bother. in me at the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare.
Was young. Iscariot had God on his side. So now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and fall to the floor.
Okay, I'm gonna do another number for you now, and this one, I wanna raise the roof, because I want everyone in the house singing. If I see anybody not singing, I'm coming down. I'm coming down, I don't care how small you are. Okay, kick us in, Sheila.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry to be alone?
How do I feel at the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. I just want someone to love.
Would you believe in a love at first sight?
Yes, I'm certain it happens all the time.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little from my friends.
Do you need anybody?
I just want someone to love.
Could it be anybody?
I need somebody to love. Somebody to love.
Could it be anybody?
I just want someone to love. I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. A little help from my friends.
Friends, I have a little help for my friends. I have a little help for my friends. I have a little help for my friends.
as you might have guessed, that is the end of the show. I want to thank you for being a great audience. Really a cool, great audience. I want to say peace and love. The only way, peace and love is the only way. I love you all. Thanks for coming. Thank you and good night.
To me.